Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed. Now, in that word cursed, that encompasses all evil. Cursed is the man whose trust in man. You heard me say we don't trust in man. We trust people, but not in them. See this? Are you catching this? All right, now look. The word cursed, remember I said it encompasses all evil. So this is what happens when you put your trust in man. You're under a curse. And in the New Testament, it talks about cursed is the word anathema. He says when you come with another gospel, it's under a curse in Galatians chapter 1. And that means not fit to be on the face of the earth. So this concept of putting your trust in man is not fit to be on the face of the earth. You paying attention? And this is what we do when we do command and control. When we try to take control. Now, listen. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes the flesh his strength. In John chapter 6, it talks about the flesh is weak and the flesh profits nothing. But my words, they are life and they are spirit. John 6:63. His word brings life and spirit to you. It awakens you to who you are. It inspires you. So now look. And makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. You see? When you trust your own way, and you're trying to do trust in man, you've departed from the Lord. There's no dependency on God. You're trying to do this, run this thing yourself. So what happens? You're under what? You see that? And you'll just be your own demise. You'll bring problem after problem. Worry, fear, anxiety, and intrepidation, and resentment, and bitterness, and you'll just destroy yourself. Now look, give me the next one if you would, Dwayne. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert. Who? The one who's trusting in man. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes. You can't see good when it's right on the end of your nose. When you trust in yourself. Good's trying to get to you, but you can't see it. It just destroys your vision. It just keeps your vision cloudy, obscured. It affects everything. It does. Are you with me? Because you can't see clearly. You can't see it. It affects it. And shall not see when good comes. What have we been talking about? Recognizing the good. That's what gratitude is. Gratitude means to recognize the good consistently. Constantly. We should constantly be looking for the good in others. Always, your children, your wife, your neighbor, the people in the church, we're supposed to be looking for the good. When you're always, and you start looking for what's wrong. And remember, that's like that old buzzard, always looking for something dead. You're looking for something dead, you're going to find it. But guess what it's going to affect? It's going to affect you. If you're looking for good, you're going to find it. And if that's your approach, that's your view, you start to see you. You start to see the good in you. And you start to see the good in others. And God begins to speak to you and show you. And your potential is now in a place where it's going to come out. And get a hold of this. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes. Don't you want to see when good's coming? Now look. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. That's the places where nothing's growing. Not growing it. It's not producing anything. That's what you'll inhabit. In a salt land which is not inhabited. Nothing grows. Oh, blessed. This word blessed is the word ashir in Hebrew. And it means emotionally wealthy. I'm going to tell you something. You and I, we've got to learn how to navigate our emotions. Because your emotions will take you somewhere that will destroy your own life. You got to get a hold of your emotions. Your emotions reside in your soul. That's what needs to be saved. It's the implanted word. We're to receive the word of God with meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. James 1:21. Now listen. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. So he's emotionally wealthy. You know, there was somebody in the last service. I mean, there's just no way you could go through anything as heavy as what they've just been through. There's just no way. You lose a child, you lose a husband. That's heavy. You know what I saw on her? Joy. That's the kingdom of God. You see that? Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not there or here or over there. It's within you. You see, the kingdom is ruling in her. The kingdom of God in Romans 14:17 is righteousness, peace, and joy. And that's what God wants. He wants that, navigating your emotions. On earth as it is in heaven. You see that? We're to bring heaven to earth. And what we go through, circumstances, we can't control what happens to us. But we can control how we respond to what happens to us. All right. So his trust is in the Lord. Remember the word trust? Is the word careless. That's the Hebrew meaning. That's where this word originated from. That's the etymology. That's a big word. Now look, it means careless. So when I'm careless, see, I can be careless around Donita. You know, I can just be me. You know what I'm saying? That's a good feeling. You got somebody you can be careless with? I mean, you can just be you all the every bit. That's the way we need to be. Right. Here. See, care, the word care means worry, anxiety, fretful. I don't need that. So you carry that all the time. I know we're supposed to care for people. I understand that. That's we're supposed to care for others, love others. But we're not supposed to worry and be fretful and fearful over them. Are you with me? Now look, there's a difference in being concerned for their well-being and worrying and being fretful and fearful over them. Amen? Now watch. Trust is in the Lord. So when my trust is in him, I'm I'm going to be happy. Psalms 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ashir, the one's blessed. You're blessed when you don't walk around with this dialogue in your head, negativity about someone or something or about yourself, and talking to yourself. See, what you say to yourself is the most important conversation you have. What you say to yourself. That's why you got to start to see yourself differently. And you want to start speaking differently to yourself. Anybody talk to themselves? You're not schizo. You're all right. It's okay to talk to yourself. I talk to myself all the time. I'll be in the car. They think I probably got the thing on the, you know. I'll be talking to myself. Now I don't care anymore because I used to think, oh boy, they're going to think I'm talking to myself. Nope. It's okay to talk to yourself. Now, someone used to say, it's okay to talk to yourself just as long as you don't answer. Man, I need to answer once in a while. Yeah, I hope you guys come back next week. Now look, trust is in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. Now look, this word hope is joyful anticipation of good. That's what you're doing. You're always continuously looking for good. You see that? And you'll find it. You will find it, and it will help you amazingly. Let's look at this. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. We're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, says in Isaiah 61. We're the planting of the Lord. He plants you. That's why it says, they that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. You need to get planted in a church somewhere, get this word that's coming out, and begin to work it. And you're going to see it work in your life and your family and your children. Now, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. You see, we're supposed to be grounded and rooted in the love of Christ. It talks about that in Ephesians 3:17 through 20. We're to be grounded and rooted in the love of Christ. Rooted is an agricultural term, cultivating. See that? Cultivating. We're rooted in the love of Christ. See that? Look what it says. And will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. You see that? When you're grounded and rooted in the love of Christ, what's 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out all fear. When you're grounded and rooted in Christ, your roots, you'll be in a trial. You'll be facing something very difficult. And what happens is your roots go down deeper. It causes you to go deeper in your relationship with God. I remember reading about these trees in California, and they had these long periods of drought, no rain, and these trees, the roots on these trees would go deeper into the soil, and they continued to produce fruit. That's the way it is. You go through a very difficult time in life. When you're grounded and rooted, you're going to keep producing fruit because you're being used by God. And God has you here on a purpose and a plan, and you are fulfilling that plan, and you're happy, you're a sheer, you're emotionally wealthy because you're connected to Him. Am I making sense? Now watch. And not be anxious in the year of drought. People get anxious. That's a lot of where mental illness comes from. Well, I'm just anxious today. Well, okay. I feel you, but you know, hey. Well, you know, I'm worried about this, and this has all happened. I hear you. But you know what? We don't have to let anxiety rule our life. Are you hearing me? In Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. It guards your hearts and mind. Listen, peace is given to us. That's the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. God has given you peace. What happens is we give people our peace and we get anxious. Don't give your children your peace. Don't give your boss your peace. Don't give people in the church your peace. Don't give anybody your peace. That's your responsibility to maintain your peace. You see this? You hold on to your peace. Now, pay attention. You ever get around people? I wrote this down when I was doing this message this week, thinking of it. People will at times overemphasize a problem. Ever have somebody overdo that? Hoping to get you to become as anxious as they are. Ever get around that? Oh, this is happening, this, and this is happening in my family. And then you start showing, oh, and then you get on board with it, and you start getting anxious. Then you open yourself up to all this. You're giving them your peace. Am I making sense? Get a hold of this. Oh, please. This is significant. That's how we, or how they, seem to know that you see the problem as critical as they do. You just as hurt and shook up over this thing that's happened. You know, listen, it's important to show compassion. It's important to have empathy. That's huge. Now look, the logic behind this is that anxiousness and fear show how serious about the problem and completely awake to the need of the moment. Now listen, if I'm anxious and fretting, then they know I am with them. Still paying attention? One of the important kingdom truths is that perfect love casts out all fear. How much fear? All fear. Showing compassion to the one who is in crisis is the answer. Listen. You should feel the pain. You should feel their pain. We need to learn. The Bible says we're to mourn with those who mourn. But you know what? You're not supposed to keep mourning. God gave Moses 30 days to mourn. You know, it's time to move on. No matter what's happened. Mourning is an important part. Jesus wept. It's an important part of processing something. But now pay attention. Feel their pain and learn to mourn with them. And don't take their problem lightly. Pray with them. When the time is right, encourage them. Comfort them. Talk with them only if necessary. But don't sacrifice your peace to prove you're with them. You see that? Because if you sacrifice your peace, your soul is unguarded. You see that? It talks about the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. That word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. When you sacrifice your peace, now you've opened up for the enemy to come in and bring something that's really going to take you down a wrong road. Are you listening to me today? Now watch this. It is also true that faith, see, this peace is in your faith. It resides in your faith in the kingdom. Now look, faith will fight for you. It fights from the position of confidence. When we're confident in who we are and what God has said to us, there's going to be a reward. There's going to be a reward. Now listen. In Hebrews 10:35, it says, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Confidence means with faith, I'm believing God and what he's telling me. And my faith is in him. I'm going to hold on to my peace. I'm not going to let anybody take it from me. Amen? And I'm going to be rewarded because of it. And I'm going to be able to help other people because of it. Now look, I'm no good to my friend, my child, my husband, my coworker, if I am fearful as they are. That's huge. Now listen, I remember reading a story about fleas. I can't stand fleas. You ever get around a dog that's got fleas? I gotta get that thing taken care of. Or get him out, one of the two, right? Listen, fleas, when they're placed in a jar, they jump right out of it. But if a lid is put on the jar, the fleas will hit the lid. They hop. They're in the jar and they hop up and they hit the lid. Keep bumping their head. Now watch. You ever feel like you're beating your head against the wall? That's command and control, but wait. The fleas will hit the lid when they try to jump out of the jar. Over time, the fleas will jump only high enough to avoid hitting the lid. They finally get some sense knocked into the head of the guy. They don't want to bump that head anymore. Now look, this is true. They've done a study on this. Now watch. When the lid is taken off, the fleas are fully capable of jumping right out of the jar. They can still get out. But their previous conditioning stops them from getting out. Did you hear me? That's the way it is in our life. We've been preconditioned to command and control. It stops you from your potential, from your gifting, from your purpose, from coming out of your life. It's conditioned in you. It's like having a lid. It limits you. But you see, in an environment like this, we're going to take the lid off. Are you with me? We're going to get the lid off and we're going to hop up out of there. Amen. We're done bumping our heads against the wall and on that lid. I'm done knocking my head up against the wall. Oh, I'm done. I'm free. Are you with me? In many ways, listen, command and control is the human equivalent of this type of conditioning. The limiting potential is an intended consequence of being managed like a thing. Remember, command and control. You manage things. You lead people. People want to be led. You cannot manage people. Remember, the word manage means to handle. We've tried to manage people. You cannot manage people. You lead them. Your children want to be led. They're not going to do what you say. They're going to do what you do. Still glad you came to church. This is what we're doing. We're cultivating. This is agriculture. We're cultivating a culture of trust and inspire. And in that culture, your potential is going to come out. Nothing can stop it. Are you listening to me? It's just so important. Call it out. But you have to build relationships. You build connections. And you call it out. Ryan up here, he was a knucklehead when he come up in here. Look at him leading us in worship. Now he's in seminary. He's given his life to this thing. Are you listening to me? That's trust and inspire. You see that? What was his name? Derek. I've been working out with him for 2 years. He asked me. Yeah. We started working out together. Trust is developed. You need to go on and take this last message of the year. We all got blessed by it. I'm going to put him up there again. But you understand what I'm saying. You getting this? all, you know, there's so many gifts and talents in this church. I see it. I'm going to call them out. You might get a little perturbed with me, but I'm going to keep on. I was talking to went to a birthday party yesterday. And I was talking to a gal. I always told her she's smart. I always told her. Tell her. Now she's in nursing school. She was telling me she was on doing the on-job training. And she was doing something. She goes, they don't tell you everything you got to do. So she was telling me all this difficult stuff she was learning. She goes, you know, at first I was like, you want me to do? And she says, you know, it was okay. I like it. Listen to me. She's going to do something she enjoys doing because that's God's design for her life. Am I making sense? God has a design for all of us and a plan and purpose. And when you're in that, it's like, I can't believe I've been allowed to do this in life. Are you catching this? Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Do I have problems? You better believe I do. I've been through a lot. It's all good. God is really, all I can say, he's blessed me. That's all I can talk about. Am I making sense? And he's going to keep on because I'm going to keep recognizing the good. I'm going to help everybody I can until I can't. That's what we should be doing, encouraging and affirming people every day. That's what we ought to live for, encourage and affirm people. Now think about this. Trust and inspire leaders enhance vision so you can see the good, right? Now look, enhance vision. They bring people and things into focus. They help us see the world in a new way and with clear vision. We are better able to perform, to serve, contribute, and learn because of trust and inspire. Now look, we see people not only as they truly are, but as what they could be. That's the way it is. We start calling it out of people. And you get to be the beneficiary. Are you with me? Marriage is a paradise when you do it God's way. You know what? This command and control thing, kick it out. Get it out. I'm serious. It's not going to work. It won't work. Listen, command and control operates out of fear. What I can do to you or what I can do for you and you do for me. That's command and control. Here's trust and inspire. Out of inspiration and purpose, what I can do with you. We can do this together. You see that? Together. The purpose and plan of God can come out of us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.